Few civilians have access to the places where military pilots fly training missions. Commentator Craig Childs has been there, studying wildlife in restricted areas of the southern Arizona desert.
As I walked through the bombing range, I passed the strewn wreckage of a crashed fighter jet and the occasional unexploded missile. The decrepit state of these objects made the place seem even more otherworldly, as if any piece of machinery to touch ground was instantly chewed apart by erosion and the winds. I had permission to be there, and I had military maneuver schedules, where I should and shouldn't go. Sometimes I could hear the deep drum beats of bombs in the distance. I never worried about being hit. The only real danger might be getting too close to a sonic boom. From half a mile away, the shock wave of a fighter jet breaking the sound barrier can blow people off their feet. It can shatter windows, knock people unconscious. But I felt somehow immune from all that, as if the world of war and technology could not touch me in this uninhabited country. Crossing through the middle of nowhere one afternoon, I turned and looked south. There was something moving way out there, just a speck floating off the ground. I squinted and realized it was getting bigger. It had to be a plane, but I could hear nothing. Then I realized what it was, an F-16 fighter jet skimming the deck of the desert. It was at eye level and heading straight for me. In that brief instant, my head was filled with statistics. 27,000 pounds of thrust, 1,500 miles per hour. It was no more than 30 feet off the ground, coming at me too fast. In less than 2 seconds, the distant fleck swelled into an airplane, filling my entire sky. Suddenly, the air exploded. The deafening concussion hit me, shooting through my bones into the ground. My body tried to run, but in all directions at once. So I was frozen. Then the plane was gone. The world around me became absolutely still again. I seemed to be intact, my heart still beating, my eardrums unruptured. But I could still hear the roaring in my bones. I felt as if I had just witnessed a natural phenomenon, like a sudden rock slide, an earthquake, a particularly violent dust devil hurling twigs and stones into the sky. After natural events like these, I've noticed that a hushed stillness always pours in, like water filling a hole. The same kind of silence now flowed behind the terror of the jet fighter. In this new calm, I began walking again, crossing the desert at my own slow, subsonic pace.
The comments of Craig Childs, author of Soul of Nowhere, Traversing Grace in a Rugged Land.